Well, as it's been said several times, I'm delighted to be here as we launch this fourth nonviolent demonstration called Freedom Ride in American history. The fourth. Not the second, but the fourth. And I am proud that with us this morning are three other people who were in the 1961 Freedom Ride where we went to jail in Jackson, Mississippi. Ralph Fertig is, raise your hand. Ralph Fertig was in Chicago as a younger man then and brought students from Chicago, from Gary, Indiana, and joined. They were the largest group, in fact, in the jails in Mississippi. And then Robert Farrell went from Los Angeles and joined us in jail there in Mississippi. And then Bernard Lafayette, my colleague, he and I were arrested together in Jackson, Mississippi, on the first bus that went into the first bus from Montgomery, Alabama to Jackson. I want to simply tell you that in that campaign of nonviolence, as we moved from Montgomery, Alabama to Mississippi to Jackson, we had going in front of us National Guard trucks, State Highway Patrolman automobiles filled with police officers. We had helicopters flying over the air. We had the same contingency of National Guard and State Highway Patrol behind us because Alabama was bad enough, but Mississippi in many ways was much worse. It was already a closed state of tyranny and oppression. More of our people were killed in Mississippi in the 50s and 60s than in any other part of the country. Now, Mississippi is the model that George Bush and John Ashcraft want for the whole United States to become. You ought to know that it was the Freedom Ride that began the process by which we tried to get Mississippi to change. Bernard Lafayette is going to have a word to say, and we want to welcome him. He's come all the way from Rhode Island to be with us this morning.
Thank you very much.